Hello, beautiful emeralds, and welcome to my daily podcast. And today we're in for a massive treat because we have the one, the only Lisa Hawkyard.
Hello. Woo!
So, hi. Lisa, so actually, today we're going to talk about how you can change your mindset now.
Yes.
Because a lot of us, we get in that rut and we feel like we're going in a downward spiral, and sometimes we actually don't know how to get out of it. So, Lisa's here, and actually, before we get into this, I want to obviously tell everyone why we're talking to you about this, because what do you do?
I am a mindset transformation specialist, and I help people change and turn around their mindset and to be the best version of themselves from the inside out. So basically the outside energies and negativity that's around, we've all get it every day, right?
Yeah.
We can actually shrug it off and work from the inside out to not allow things to affect us as much as they could.
Don't you just love that?
I love it.
I love that so much. Okay, Lisa, so how can we change our mindset right now? So if I was feeling, actually, I was saying, please, something happened in the morning today with another parent that said something to me. And if I didn't have my, because I'm working on myself every day, if I was not doing that, I would have probably been crying right now, what this other parent said to me. But I just was like, shrugged it off, whatever. So for people who are not at that stage yet, and just for, we all get down, don't we?
Absolutely.
And even if you're like a high level mindset coach, we all have those days, don't we? What can we do to start changing our way of thinking?
Okay, well, first things first, it's okay to have a dip. Okay, that's the important thing. There's absolutely nobody can actually stay up the whole time. The difference is how quickly you change your mindset. Okay, so a couple of little tips. The first thing, even though you might not feel like it, and please take note to this, is think about, be conscious of when you have that dip. And if you have that dip, the first thing you can actually do, even if you don't want to, is smile. And did you know it's impossible to cry and smile at the same time? The second you smile, the tears actually dry up.
Really?
Try it.
I was about to say I don't believe you, because I've got a skill where I can cry and smile at the same time.
How positive. Okay, so that's one of them. The other thing is, when you have a dip, think about, what am I saying? I am fed up, I'm tired, I'm lethargic, I'm this. Because straight away, you are actually claiming that emotion.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
So if you're feeling unhappy, again, it's hard, but please trust me, it works. Change it to, I am happy, I'm fine, I am great. Or if somebody actually says to you, like, how are you doing today? Instead of saying, oh, I'm this, just go, I'm great, thanks.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're bypassing the conscious mind, you're taking the information in, and it's going into your subconscious mind. And the more you tell yourself, I'm great, I'm fine, guess what?
You're going to be there. Yeah. Do you know what? I really believe this, because how many times has someone said to you, there's many negative people sometimes in my life, and they will say, oh, my life is this, I hate my life, but all they're saying is negative things to themselves. They're not looking at, oh my god, you're alive, you're healthy. They go, my life is this, I hate work, blah blah blah. It's just always negative, isn't
it? And can I just make reference to your situation this morning? You know, at the end of the day, that says more about that person for them to feel they've either got to try and put you down. They'll only put you down if you allow them. They might try and put you down. They're bigging themselves up for whatever reason. That's okay, but that's their bag. Okay? That's their words. We don't have to get emotionally involved in the words that they're saying. That's what they feel they need to do to make themselves feel better for that day. That's fine. Absolutely fine. But you don't have to allow that. Protect yourself a little bubble. You don't have to allow that into your space. You know, you can actually put your fingers in your ears and say,
be like, la, 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 la.
I said that to a client yesterday. I thought I was mad, but it works. La, 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 literally.
But that's the thing. We were in the car just then. I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. But he was saying that stuff to me, and I was just like, looking at him like, I'm not even going to react to what you're saying.
Yeah. That's it. the difference is there, Vina. You're taking control from the inside out. Had you let the outside in affect you, then that would have bothered you a lot. And I've known you long enough now that would have bothered you at one point, right? So now you are pushing away things that you know don't serve you.
And it's just a waste of time and energy.
Is that comment going to help or hinder your day? It's going to hinder you if you allow it. So push it away, and now it can help you, because you've got another aspect, another way of looking at something.
Coming up, we've got the last few positivity tips from Lisa Hawkyard. Okay, and finally, what would you say is that last bit of thing that we can do today to change our mindset?
Okay, so, you know, you have those days where in your mind you're just thinking, I'm rubbish, I can't do it.
Mm.
Literally, in that moment, it's all about being consciously aware, Vina.
Yeah.
Okay, because we get sucked into just going with whatever we always feel like. So if you're feeling in that moment, I am... beep, whatever the negative word is, literally find the exact opposite straight away, even though you don't feel like it. And this is the thing, everybody, if you don't feel like it, you're going to stay exactly as you are. So feel like it, change it, even though you don't really want to, and then make it into a positive. So if I'm feeling unhappy, just like, I'm happy, I am happy, I am happy.
Yeah.
People might look at you like you're absolutely bonkers.
Like, what are you doing?
Trust me, it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Change it around straight away and you can start giggling at yourself. It really does work.
Yeah, exactly.
Just trust me. It takes time to make a new habit.
Yeah.
Okay. It won't happen overnight.
And you will feel a bit strange doing that. But
absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
Not
whatever
at all.
Works
Not
makes
at all.
You get yourself out of that situation.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Lisa, you're so lovely.
Well,
I love her so much. You can check out more about Lisa. We've just rebranded her Twitter.
So
if you go over to @IamMe.
Mindset.
You can connect with Lisa over there. And I'm very also happy because we're recording this podcast with an app called Anchor. And hopefully, Lisa, I think she might be
going to
giving it a little go so we can search for her on there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for more of this stuff, thank you so much for listening. I really hope this has helped you. And if you want to know more, just go to vinav.com. This is a daily podcast just documenting my life on what is going on and to help you realize that you're not alone. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.